I want you to say after me, 2015,
2015,
Thy kingdom come, on earth,
Thy will be done,
as it is in heaven. That's 2015 for you. This is God's prophetic word for us. The key is to pray the kingdom of God to come on earth. God is going to give you power to pray the kingdom down. He's going to give you power to bring the kingdom domain or the king's domain into every domain so that the mountain of God will consume every mountain. Are you listening? Say 2015, Thy kingdom come on earth,
Thy will be done
as it is in heaven. We will see the manifestation,
it will
be the demonstration,
and
speak the transformation
of the kingdom.
Christ will be revealed.
Church will be
reformed. The city will be revealed. That's exactly what's going to be. The thing that God has been speaking to us over the years on high visibility, maximum impact, crossover to take over, every word that we are speaking is part of the demonstration of the kingdom. God has been doing those things without you realizing it. The increased kingdom governance in and over our lives will bring kingdom increase, provision, progress, and prosperity. God has to increase His government in our lives. The increase of His government, there is no end. If God can keep continually coming down upon our lives and ruling over us, change our mind, change our thoughts, that His hand and His blueprint is upon us, then kingdom increase will be upon us. So the increased kingdom governance will bring kingdom increase, progress, provision, and prosperity. When I seek first the kingdom of God, all these things the people in the world are looking for will be added to us. I seek first the kingdom. He will seek to it. He will see to it that I receive all that the world has. You know, the devil offered to Jesus and said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of this world if you bow down and worship. But Jesus turned our hearts to worship the Father in spirit and in truth, so that all the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our Christ, and He will reign forever and ever. The amazing thing about the prophetic word, you must be here to receive it. Because when the word goes out, the word of grace comes to us. That's why you are fortunate to be here in this Congress. Because when you're here, that's the time for you to receive grace. With the word comes grace. It's not just the word alone. It's not a message. When you sit under the prophetic dimension, it's not a message. You are a people He's speaking to. When God spoke to His people and told them that they're going to leave Egypt and come out into the promised land, if they had believed, everything would have fallen in place. Every impossible thing will have become possible. Are you listening? Only Joshua and Caleb believe. Out of 3 million people, 6 million in all, only 2 believe. Can you imagine how difficult it is? If it is easy, all would have crossed. For us to totally trust Him. Are you listening?
Yes.
That's why kingdom increase can only happen when the increase of kingdom government and governance is upon our life.
Yes.
If God cannot rule us, then He cannot rule through us. You cannot take any mountain unless the mountain of God is established in your life. That's why it's important, the increase of the Holy Spirit and the harmony and the atmosphere of peace within His kingdom. And through His kingdom there will be no end. Are you listening? Turn to Isaiah. Somebody read Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Somebody shout aloud and read it. For unto us, for unto us,
a child will be born unto us.
For a child will be born unto us and a son will be given. God didn't give us a child. God didn't give us a child, He gave us a son.
Yes.
He raised up the child.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
He didn't give us a child. That's why He didn't give us a child. He didn't give us just a person who's untested. He gave us a son in whom, if we believe, there's life.
Yes.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten son.
Yes.
It's the son that He gave. Say a child was born,
child was born.
Son was given.
Son was given.
The child was born unto Him. He is called the Everlasting Father.
Yeah.
This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. But a son, a mature son, He raised up a mature son, tested son, tried son, proven son, the only begotten son. He gave it to Him, gave Him to us. Continue. The government will rest upon His shoulder. The government of what? Not just the kingdom of government. He is King in Zion. If you look at it, He will continue that which He began in David. Read all verse 9 all the way down. Chapter 9. 6, 7 and 8.
There will be no end to the increase of His government or of peace. On the throne of David and over His kingdom.
On the throne of David. What He began in David. There was a special era. That's why the last day the Bible talked about the restoration of the tabernacle of David.
Yeah.
It's not just singing and dancing.
Yeah.
It's not just praise. The tabernacle of David is not just praise. It's what He began. The Bible says He subdued all nations. Are you listening?
Yes.
All the Philistines were subdued. And every nation was in the fear of David and his God. Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
That's found in 1 Chronicles. The last, chapter 14, the last verse. Somebody read it also. 1 Chronicles 14 in the last verse. The fear and fame of David was upon all the nations of the earth. When people talk about the tabernacle of David, they're running around with palm leaves. Are you listening? Get involved in all kinds of instruments and Jewish dances. And the Feast of Tabernacles is not running around with clothes or without clothes. It's the beginning, the proclamation of the kingdom. That's why I want to give you new meaning to the Tabernacle of David. The feast represents more than just the natural. It's a foreshadow of what God said, I'll continue what I did with David. Through David, all the nations of the earth were subdued. There's peace everywhere. so that his son Solomon can build the temple and bring God's glory into the earth in a physical environment. Are you listening?
Yes.
For the first time, people saw the glory of God inside the physical temple, manifesting glory and power and might. Wisdom was flowing through one man. People came to see what was taking place. God put his name there. He put his presence there. For the first time, God put himself into a place so that all the nations of the earth can seek for him. The tabernacle of David is not just tambourine. Are you listening? Look, I'm not attacking anything. I'm just trying to expand your thinking. If you've been running around crazy in the Feast of Tabernacles, God bless you. Stop running crazy. Run right. You can still run, but don't run crazy. Run with understanding, so that there's clarity. The Feast of Tabernacle and the restoration of the Tabernacle of David that Peter, James and John talk about was the restoration of the kingdom. 1 Chronicles 14, the last verse, somebody read it aloud.
Then the name of David went out into all the land, and the Lord brought fear of him on all the nations.
The fame and fear of David was upon all the nations. Remember, Samuel received the mantle. Then in the days of Samuel, the Philistines could not come within the boundaries and borders of Israel. He was a one-man band. And the governing grace, say the governing grace.
Governing grace.
The power to prevail.
Power to prevail.
And the grace to govern.
Grace to govern.
That dimension was upon Samuel. So one single man kept all the enemies out of the territory. And after that he tried to transfer it to his sons, but his sons could not carry it. Are you listening?
Yes.
So the people of Israel came to Samuel and said, Samuel, your sons cannot rule well. Let's look for a man. Another man. And that's when they chose Saul. So the two sons of Samuel could not carry it. Saul could not carry it. God said, I found another man. He carried the grace of Samuel and carried it to the next level. I said he carried it to the next level. Samuel could only cover Israel. Philistines would not come in. Are you listening?
Yes.
But for David, he took the grace to the next level. As priest, prophet and king. To the full measure that he was symbolic of the Son. The Lord Jesus Christ himself. Are you listening?
Yes.
That God would identify David as a man after his own heart. Nebuchadnezzar was identified with the heart of a beast. But God identified David as a man after his own heart.
Yes.
In a very special way.
Yes.
That God himself would identify with a man and testify of him. Because he's going to start something fresh. That's why David is a symbolic picture. And you can see he comes out from Bethlehem. Then he goes to Adullam, Ziklag, Jerusalem, Zion. These are all the progressions. Are you listening?
Yes.
And Zion is an amazing place.
Yes.
And the Bible says you have come to Mount Zion. Not to Mount Sinai, but Mount Zion.
Yes.
Are you following?
Yes.
So that's why the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end.
Yes.
And God will continue what he began in David. He used one man to protect one nation. And from that nation, he began to use to touch every other nation. The same thing that he began with Abraham. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Abraham was a Hebrew. That means he was a sojourner. That's what the word Hebrew means. That means a person in transition. He was cut up from the same rock that Jesus himself was cut up from. Are you listening?
Yes.
And out of Abraham we have the father of faith. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
The increase of his government. Say after me, the increase of his government.
The increase of his government.
And of peace.
And of peace.
There will be no end. Bible says he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
In the midst of all of that, that's the kingdom nature. The greatest manifestation, say the greatest manifestation,
of
the kingdom,
is
the King.
Is
the King. So we'll see the manifestation of the kingdom.
Yes.
When we see, talk about seeing the manifestation of the kingdom, we talk about seeing the King.
Yes.
That's why Christ will be revealed.
Yes.
There are going to be aspects of Christ that you have never seen before.
Yes.
Manifesting in your life.
Yes.
You'll see Him in ways you have not seen Him. You'll hear Him in ways you have not heard Him.
Yes.
You'll meet Him in ways you have never met Him.
Yes.
You'll talk to Him in ways that you have never talked to Him.
Yes.
That's why the greatest manifestation is coming.
Yes.
When you see Christ, you become like Him.
Yes.
That's why the Bible says the church will become reformed.
Yes.
The church will not become deformed but reformed.
Yes.
Are you listening? The church will not become lower and lower, but become better and better.
Yeah.
We're not bringing back the church of the dark ages. We're bringing back the church that that began even before the book of Acts.
Yeah.
Bible talk about the people in transition in as church in the wilderness.
Yeah.
So the church actually began. It means a company of people who are called to carry the kingdom message. We use the word church in the book of Acts, but God used people, nations, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. It's just different terminology, but the church has always been there. And it's to the church that God has given the gospel of the kingdom. We have to preach the gospel of the kingdom and establish His kingdom, advance His kingdom, execute kingdom will on earth. Can you say amen to that? That's why it's important for us to remember 2015 is a very special year. Are you listening?
Yes.
2015, look at your notes in verse 11, page 11. I hope it's page 11. Is it page 11 in your notes? Don't worry, then let me just preach it. Say after me, extraordinary dimensions of Christ, will be revealed. There will be facets of God's nature and attributes will be revealed to us. Other generation would not have seen Him. We see Christ in a new light, in greater measure, deeper measure. The knowledge of Him will bring the release of the spirit of revelation and wisdom. So that we will understand other things. The book of Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of glory may give you the spirit of revelation and wisdom in the knowledge of Him. There's a special knowledge that is coming. You'll see Christ in ways you've never seen Him before.
Yes.
These extraordinary dimensions of Christ will release to you a spirit of revelation and wisdom.
Yes.
What's going to happen with that? And your eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
Yes.
And you'll know what is the hope of His calling.
Yes.
What are the riches of His glory, of His inheritance in the saints. It's powerful when things like this begin to happen. Dimensions of life will never be the same again. Are you listening?
Yeah.
This is the kind intention of God.
Yeah.
Which He purposed in Him.
Yes.
Ephesians 1 verse 9. He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His kind intention which He purposed in Him. What did He do? He purposed in Him. started in Him, began in Him. Without Him, nothing is going to work. With a view. So what, when God started with a view, then what He began in Him with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of time. That is a summing up of all things, things in heaven and things on earth. Are you listening?
Yes.
So it's the joining of heaven and earth.
Yes.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
So this kingdom message is powerful. I'm trying to give you a broad spectrum. So that you don't talk of a kingdom message as just deliverance and healing. It's a message everybody is afraid to hear. It's about taking over.
Yes.
Taking back our Father's world.
Yes.
Before they crash themselves to death.
Yes.
Are you listening? To turn creation around.
Yes.
To turn the winds and storms back. To be subdued, the waves to be subdued, the winds to be subdued, nature to be subdued. There shall be neither rain nor dew except by my word. To take back everything, not just nations, not just domains, not just people, but the whole planet earth. Are you listening?
Yes.
It's a whole concept that is different. It's not just saving more people, getting another 10 new churches, 1,000 new people. That's what the church growth people have messed up the church. It's all about numbers. There are only three numbers that matter: Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He is the beginning and the end. Your number is zero. He is a hero. Zero is nothing unless somebody stands in front of you and he has all the other numbers. That's why you mean nothing unless he stands before you. Can you say amen to that? Extraordinary dimensions of Christ is going to be revealed. And we can comprehend the good intentions and the purpose of God. We'll know, our eyes may be, heart may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling. He didn't call us for just for salvation. When you're born again, you receive the kingdom. Are you listening? It's not for salvation alone, because in verse 13, in Him, Ephesians 1:13, in Him, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you are sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise, was given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of His glory. God is smart. He sent the Holy Spirit to give you an inheritance. But that inheritance is that we find we have an inheritance in Him. Is that right?
Yes.
But as you begin to labor in this manner, God wants to fully possess you.
Yes.
So that you are totally His.
Yes.
And He will deposit what is needed in your life, in your heart. It's not just a salvation message, going to heaven. If heaven was the reason, you would have died after you became a Christian. God would have made plans. If He made plans to save you, He made plans to kill you too. Are you listening? Isn't it wonderful to have somebody beautiful beside you when you preach? Keep holding. Very few preachers are proud of their wives. I am. I say, I speak, let the beauty stand. Maybe it all works too well. It's God who's working all these things. Listen, there's one thing about us, we will never crash. To us, nothing the devil does intimidates us. I hope this will become a lesson. By the time I finish the conference and send you home, you'll be wondering how he did he do it. The same way I did the last conference. The same way I'll do the next one. The same day, same way we change the nations of the world. The kingdom message is a powerful message. That's why Christ will be revealed. I hope we can see Jesus somewhere in the clouds. Can you see him? Can he see you? He is not hiding. I hope you are not. I'm not religious, but I'm just letting you know that he is. When Christ is revealed, something is happening. When kingdom manifestation will manifest, it will manifest the king and his domain. Say, when the kingdom manifests, it will reveal the king and how he moves in his domain. That's why they came to see Solomon and saw how Solomon moved in his nation, in his kingdom, how his servants labored, how they served, how everything was in the spirit of excellence. When you see the kingdom, you see the kingdom in totality, and it's found in Christ. You see him, he is a full manifestation of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 16. In verse 28, truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This is not talking about the second coming. Second coming, Jesus still hasn't come. So he's not talking about second coming. What kingdom was he talking about? It's found in Matthew 17. On the six days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James and John and his brother and led them up to a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and the garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Are you ready?
Yes.
To listen to what I'm about to say?
Yes.
Say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Because people who are asleep will awake. When Christ is revealed, everyone who has to play a part in history will be understood. The Bible will open up clear. When they saw him, they saw Elijah, they saw Moses. And they were not dead, they were talking. Talking is words. It's frequency of words. Everything that Daniel speaks will become clear.
Yes.
Jeremiah's words will become clear.
Yes.
If you need to understand the book of Acts, it will become clear.
Yes.
You need to understand Ephesians. Ephesians will become clear.
Yes.
It will start talking.
Yes.
The books in the Bible will start talking.
Yes.
The frequencies will become clearer and clearer.
Yes.
That's why it's an unusual year. 2015 is a very unusual year. Suddenly some books in the Bible will open up for you. Nehemiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Suddenly, because you see him, you see others talking alongside with him. The kingdom manifestation is so powerful. Are you listening? That's why the days are coming when we will not live in mystery. The kind intentions of his will be made known. You don't say, I don't understand this Bible. I don't understand why God put me here. I don't understand what's the purpose of God for my life. It becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. This is the year that we've been waiting for. Because when he finds his place, we will find our place. Are you listening? When he finds his place, we will find our place. If we can see him, you'll see all other things in perspective. Suddenly Moses appeared, Elijah appeared, they were talking to him. All of a sudden, can you imagine three Jewish men looking at Elijah they had never seen before? Are you listening?
Yes.
The thoughts, the revelation of the Word of God is going to become clearer and clearer. That's why when Christ manifests, the books in the Bible is going to open up.
Yes.
So you must get ready.
Yes.
It's an intense season and time that you and I are living in. Are you hearing?
Yes.
Powerful season of life.
Yes.
That's why the revelation, the hope of our calling, why He called us, why He wants us to receive an inheritance, why He put us in South Africa, why He put us in Africa, why He put us in Asia, why we started as a teacher, why we are doing what we are doing. All these things will become clearer. But the revelation of Christ cannot be after the flesh. Matthew 16. But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Let me prophesy to you this morning that the Spirit of God, the Father Himself, is going to open your eyes. When sons come to maturity, the Father will begin to speak.
Yes.
And as He begins to speak, that is going to be the new material for the church.
Yes.
The new rock for the church, the new foundation for the church.
Yes.
Who do you say that I am? We're trying to build the materials of the Dark Ages. And the church we'll get a church that will go back to the Dark Ages. That's why God's not looking for the Methodist church. Because He didn't create it. He didn't create the Presbyterian Church. Neither did He create the Pentecostal Church. He created one church. That is a company of people who are prepared to carry the kingdom message. The first church, you call it a Jewish nation. Are you listening? The first church, you call it a Jewish nation. There was a church in the wilderness. Gave Him the power, gave Him the right to literally take over physical territories. They went into Canaan land where there were seven nations stronger than them. Seven mountains. And God sent them with a message. And they went everywhere and took over city after city.
Yes.
Town after town.
Yes.
Village after village.
Yes.
And Caleb said, Give me this mountain.
Yep.
When he took over that mountain, all battle in Canaan land stopped. God kept the best for the last. The Bible said that when Caleb took over that mountain, all battles stopped. Wars came to an end. Why? Because he took the chief. He took the chief mountain. Are you listening? That's why the kingdom message is very powerful. I'm trying to give you snippets of it right across the Bible so that you search for it. Try to help you understand that 2015 is a very powerful year.
Yes.
The Father must speak to us.
Yes.
I say the Father will speak to us.
Yes.
He'll show us an aspect of His Son that we have never seen before.
Yes.
So that you can see Him in a way that you see Him beyond the manger, beyond the cross, beyond the grave. We see Him coming forth in His kingdom.
Yes.
For the first time they saw into Him. For the first time they saw into Him. The word intimacy means into me see. To see into me. That's why Jesus said there's a place by me. That if I place you in the cleft of the rock, then you can see my glory. Something is about to happen. You cannot build the church He is building unless you see the builder. Unless you know the builder. Unless He offers you the partnership. Unless He gives you the mandate. Unless He gives you the commission. And 2015 is a special year. What do you say about him? Who do you say the Son of Man is? So the word we say must be consistent, adjusted, aligned to the revelation of the Father. Peter the Apostle saw Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. But in the book of Acts, chapter 2, he saw Jesus in totality. The message of who Christ is became clearer and clearer. Say after me, you are Christ, the Son of the living God.
The Christ,
the Son,
the living,
the God.
God.
That was his understanding of Christ. But when he stood at the day of Pentecost and began to preach, he said, this man started from Jesus the man to let all the house of Israel know for certain that he is both Christ and Lord. This Jesus whom you crucified. And when they heard it, they said, what must we do that we might enter into the kingdom? Because if he is exalted at the right hand of God, that's the beginning of something. The people in Israel understood what it means to be exalted at the right hand. The Bible talks about David being exalted at the right hand. He said, God is my right hand. The right hand of strength. Are you listening? As a Jewish nation, they understood that God was starting a kingdom, set his king in Zion, but they're outside. Are you listening? They needed to enter. They say, what must we do that we might be saved? It's not the same thing as your salvation. For them is to become part of a kingdom. How come God started a kingdom without them? Because the book of Joel records this. The people will sin. God will scatter them among the nations. And then God will gather them back from the nations of the world into one place. And then pour out his spirit and establish his kingdom. Every Jew understood the prophecy of Joel. For us, it's speaking in tongues. For them, it's the starting of a new kingdom. Because outside of the kingdom, they were not saved. For a Jew outside of the kingdom and the order of Melchizedek, the order of Zion, they were not saved. Outside of the priesthood, they were not saved. So that's why they became so stuck in the rituals, because outside of it, there was no life. Everything was life. They became more and more ingrained into it. They dig a tunnel until they became more burdened, more heavy, more weighted, more religious, and into error. Yes. But God was saying that there's a foreshadow of things to come. Yes. Are you listening?
Yes.
That's why you're so stuck in church.
Yeah.
Just like them. To you, like people don't come to church 1 week, you almost want to kill them. If you don't read the Bible one day and forgot to do your morning devotion, you did your morning devotion at night, you feel guilty, you feel condemned. You're driving your car, suddenly realize you didn't pray. Park your car at the side and start to pray. Cover yourself with the blood of the Lamb. Somebody had an accident, something happened, you said, oh, they didn't pray for the covering. By the time some of you pray, your car is red in color. Cover the bonnet with blood, the steering wheel with blood, the wheels with blood. The whole car is covered with red blood. That's why your white car is red. But that's religion. They became deeper and deeper into it. They began to tithe on everything. Began to become more exacting because they didn't see the essence of what God was giving them, a religion that was liberating. Not a religion of bondage. But because they had a tendency to make it more and harder and harder.
Yeah.
Monday prayer meeting. Tuesday cell group leaders meeting. Wednesday church prayer meeting. Thursday youth meeting. Friday youth leaders meeting. Saturday's worship team practice. Sunday morning service, then evening service for the same people who don't like to come. Sometimes we think Jesus came to give us meetings and more meetings more abundantly. Why do we need this thing for? Because you train the song leader. You know service, he's not going to song lead. You train a cell group leader. If there's no cell group, he cannot lead. Because all the structures we build is for us to enjoy everything within the church. But the day is coming, we've got to give all the thing out. We're not here for ourselves. It's not survival. The church of the dead, dark ages, was created all things to survive. That's why if you're a preacher and you don't preach, you feel funny. I was born to preach. Then go and preach. But where is the congregation? Find one. You've got to get outside and learn to use your gifts. He didn't put us into the church to confine our gifts. He didn't put us into church so that we become stuck in a religious hole. I have a special gift to song lead. Then song lead then. Get out. Get into somebody's wedding. Sing some songs. Why can't you sing that? Why can't you lead? Why can't you be an MC of a certain meeting, congress, trainer, leaders, touch somebody? All the training is in the church.
Yeah.
We must do less and less church meetings,
yeah,
more and more kingdom meetings.
Yeah.
Spend all the songs we learn is just for ourselves. If that is finished, we must be trained so that we can finish the real assignment. The real assignment is not in the church. Can you imagine the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all your sacrificial leaders and the second generation of leaders still serving the 200 people? Instead of serving the 200,000 that is going to hell. We must be able to reach out and reach in and touch them in a special new way. That's why we're breaking down the walls. That's why Peter said to them, if you want to receive this kingdom, since the king is already coronated, you want to be part of this kingdom, repent, be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit. They understood it well. Because when the king is established in Zion, the Holy Spirit will come down.
Yes, right.
And they knew that they won't be staying here anymore. They'll go to reach all the nations of the world. That's why the Jews in the book of Acts sold land. You can never separate a Jew from land. Land and Jews are synonymous. They're still fighting for land. You cannot take that away. The only way they understood is that they were leaving everything, going into all the nations of the world. They're willing to send. Barnabas was an ex-Levitical priest. He sold a piece of land, laid it at the apostles' feet, because he knew the church was marching with the kingdom message. We're not staying. We're not staying behind. We're just passing through. We're reaching out, touching. Are you listening? That's why the greatest manifestation of Christ is about to be made known to us. And that will become material for the church we are building. Are you listening? Sometimes we have an old church. Some of us don't even like to attend our own church. That's why pastors like to preach in other places. Change of scenery. Why? Because we've been doing so hard. Working on the same thing. After you train them song leading, train them for prayer, after the prayer meeting they're redundant. Why do you train them for jobs that put them out of job? Song leading, you train them for song leading. When can you song lead? During the time of the cell groups or Sunday morning? If these 2 days he's not doing, he is redundant. Fully equipped, ready to go, no job to do. That's why these Christians die. Because they are raring inside them, they have gifts and grace, but you limit them for that. Why don't we let them loose? That's why SOS is important. Break the boundaries so that we can get it back into the world. There's more than just preaching. Are you listening? More than just teaching. It's to change the world. Say, touching God. It's our passion. Changing life is our priority. God call us to go into all the world. Change everybody's world. And that's the kingdom message. Can you say amen to that? In 2015, we must see beyond the perception of flesh and blood. John the Baptist had to break the spirit of familiarity because he knew Jesus after the flesh. Jesus came to be baptized. He said, no, I myself need to be baptized by you. Jesus said, it's good that we fulfill all righteousness. And when Jesus entered into the water and got baptized, suddenly the heavens opened. The Holy Spirit came down. And John, for the first time, realized that if Jesus did not enter into the water, his ministry will never be validated. He would have still kept baptizing. He was to keep baptizing until he found the Christ. The problem is, after he found the Christ, he kept on baptizing some more. That's why he got drowned in the water. His head was on the platter. Are you listening? You didn't know that his head was on the platter. You got killed. If you work against what God has given to you, that's only your pathway. The enemy will take an advantage. Are you listening? So you can see that Christ was made manifest before him. He said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. That means everything that God raised him for was fulfilled in Christ. Instead of leaving and following Christ, two of the disciples left him and followed Christ. And he stayed behind doing the same old thing, the same old way. God moved on. That's why if Christ is revealed to us, stop doing what you are doing. Because what you are doing should climax in Christ. And when he is revealed, stay with the new. Stay with the flow. Stop doing the old. Sometimes we try to recycle the old. That's why we become recycled leaders. Are you listening? Many of our nations are led by recycled leaders. There are no leaders in the nation. We have to pick up on somebody from retirement. Bring them back on show. Why? Because there's no proper leadership in the nation at all. So we still see them coming back. Corrupt men coming back. Why? Because we have no new ones. But God is doing something powerful. Say after me, extraordinary revelations of Christ. It's coming to us. When the revelations become clear, the church will have materials to be rebuilt. I secure 3 promises of God for you. And this is what he said to me. When the revelation of Christ is made known, the first promise is there will be a fresh new communion with Christ. God is going to reveal himself in supernatural ways that's going to cause supernatural drawing of hearts so that there is a deep, meaningful communion and intimacy established in the hearts of believers. A deep sense of God consciousness is going to come. So I want you to get ready. You must get ready because When Christ is revealed, your heart is going to be drawn. If you're not drawn, you're going to be torn. There'll be too many things that's going to stretch you left and right. But Christ is going to reveal himself. Are you listening? A deep sense of God consciousness is going to prevail. Many of you are going to get closer to God. You're going to see him, hear him, talk to him. You're going to be free from sin consciousness. Say after me, I'm going to be free from sin consciousness. I'm going to be free from self-consciousness. I'm going to be free from people consciousness. I'm going to be free from devil consciousness. I'm going to be free from need consciousness. I'll become God conscious. There's an amazing breed of people that are going to rise in our churches. 2015 is that year. When Christ is revealed, communion is going to be restored. Communion with Christ. A fresh knowing of God. See God in a fresh new way. Hear him. Understand him. And our relationship with Christ will mean more to us than anything else. That's why many will be sacrificing. Many will be turning around to turn their lives back to God. You can watch in 2015 a lot of tremendous commitment that's going to come in the hearts of people. You're looking for workers, you have to look no longer. You're looking for laborers, you have to look for no longer. Because in the midst of these people, there'll be a turning of hearts. But you cannot turn hearts unless you turn their eyes to Christ. Nobody gives up anything.
Yeah.
Unless they see something better. You can see the glory of God revealed, then people labor, sacrifice. If they cannot see anything better, why should they sacrifice? You can preach commitment until you're blue in your face. You can preach covenant. Sacrifice, labor, nobody will respond because they don't see. But when Christ comes into the temple, I say the Lord whom you seek will suddenly appear in the temple. It is to him that we have to give an account. The pastor can preach commitment. You're not going to be committed to him. Sometimes you say yes, 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 so that you can get him off your back. So that he can preach some other message. But at the end of the day, you have to respond to God and God alone. And that's why that's going to change.
Yep.
Pastors are going to be a bit more freer in their hearts because they know unless Christ is revealed, nothing happens.
Yes.
But Christ is going to be revealed.
Yes.
2015 is especially a Christ will be revealed.
Yes.
Communion will be restored.
Yes.
The second promise that God gave to me concerning this is covenant will be reaffirmed. When the dimensions of Christ are revealed, God's covenant and plan will become clearer. We will see why God is saying what he is saying. What is this covenant all about? The covenant is not just personal. It's also generational. Sometimes we like to listen to the part of the covenant that brings blessing. But there's a part of the covenant that brings protection, provision. If we start to obey and serve him in selfless sacrifice, then all these blessings will overtake us. God is a covenant-keeping God. I say God is a covenant-keeping God. All his dealings are based on covenant. And because of covenant, it's impossible for God to lie. Are you listening? I say to the church, there's something that's impossible for God. They say nothing is impossible for God. I said there is one thing impossible for God. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. So if God has spoken about his plans, So he's going to do it.
Yes.
So when communion is restored, when Christ is revealed, communion is restored. Say, when Christ is revealed,
communion is restored.
Covenant is reaffirmed.
God makes covenant
with one generation and
gives them the grace
and the power
to receive
what is needed
so that they can prepare
the next generation
to enter in
and continue.
Each generation
strives for the next.
But if covenant is not understood
and secured
and reaffirmed,
the next generation
will go without inheritance.
That's why in the wilderness they had to be circumcised
so that they can become part of the covenant.
So that they now have the right.
Say, covenant
gives me the legal right
to enter
into all that God has promised.
Even if he did not talk to me directly,
he talked to my Father.
I'm entitled to that.
I'm entitled to everything my Father has
secured before his God.
Gives me legal right
to step in
and enter.
That's why the church is going to be different.
If you have to struggle for everything, then
your end will be near.
The Bible says how God gave them the power to make wealth.
He gave power to make wealth in this generation so that he can confirm what he made to the fathers.
Read Deuteronomy.
God fulfilled the dream of Joseph.
But the dream of Joseph was linked up with the blessing of Abraham.
Your seed will possess the gates of the enemies.
In you all the families of the earth will be blessed.
But did Joseph receive that directly?
No.
Abraham received it.
He secured it.
But Joseph entered into it
without realizing that he thought it was his dream.
That's why sometimes you think it's your grace, it's not yours.
It's coming down.
Even what you never asked for,
even what you don't think is yours, it's yours.
Why? Because God confirms and works through covenant.
Everyone linked to the covenant by way of covenant relationship,
they are entitled.
That's why church members are going to walk into church and what the pastor has, they're going to receive it straight away.
Yes.
The grace that God has given to the leaders become the grace given to the people.
Yes.
All this struggle and the fighting with pastors and leaders is going to come to an end.
Yes.
Because you're going to realize that somebody had to secure it, others had to enter into it.
Yes.
It's no use fighting with the first runner over the baton.
Are you listening?
Because that baton is not just his, it's ours also.
Yes.
That's why don't fight the ministry that God has set before you.
Yes.
Because what you see that God has given to me is yours.
Yes.
There's no use fighting, going all the way to church to fight what is there. To argue, to struggle. Isn't that yours? I say, isn't that yours?
Yes.
So there's no reason to fight it and kill it and destroy it. Because that is... that God gave that ministry to secure, to make sure that the covenant is established. Once covenant is established, relationships must be formed. I show it to you, Genesis 15. In verse 1, do not fear Abraham, I am a shield and an exceeding great reward.
Are you listening?
Yes. I'm
your shield and an exceeding great reward. That means I'm your protector. I will not only bless you but protect your assets. Alright, you didn't know what I just said. One thing is to acquire assets, another thing is to protect your assets. Because the thief comes to kill, steal and destroy. So what God gives to you can only be secured. I'm a shield, but I'm also a reward. So this Abraham was wise. He said, "Oh Lord God, what will you give me since I'm childless and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? You're going to be to me exceeding great reward. You're going to bless me and bless me and bless me. But after I die, it's going to come to an end. There's no continuity, there's no connection. Are you listening?
Yeah.
That's why we got to make sure that there's people who are relating with us in covenant. Because when you continue to relate, what the others have will be passed on. This year is very special. As I said to you, in ITIP and GLS, there's massive transfer. It's continuing.
Yes.
It's continuing. People are doing, you know, the ones who have shared during GLS and ITIP, they are doing better than they did before. They have gone ways ahead. They're doing much more than they had done. It's only 5 months. Somebody said to me, in the last 5 months I've become more than what I first began. There's such an acceleration. Everything is falling in place. People are doing it. Are you listening? But it's important for you to remember, the communion is being restored. Covenant is being reaffirmed. And because the covenant is reaffirmed, the supernatural dimension is going to open right down. Celestial. C-E-L-E-S-T-I-S. Celestial. Is being revisited. That means the spirit realm. Is being revisited. Just write it down. I'll explain it to you. The greater revelation of Christ lays the foundation for all other kinds of supernatural encounters. The heavenly realm will become easier accessible. The angelic realm will become better understood. There will be a heavenly partnership between angels and people on earth. Supernatural manifestation of angelic creation. The reinforcement of the saints is coming. I say the saints are becoming weary because of the battle on earth. But reinforcement is coming. Warring angels are going to break out. Angels are coming on assignment. Please remember, you are not supposed to command them. Only commanders command. Don't try to ask warring angel to come and stand in the kitchen just to protect your leftover food. Warring angels to come and protect your kids and your house. They are not house guards. They are not security guards. By the time some of you station all the warring angels all in one house, the war will be lost. You want two angels in the front, two at the side, three at the back, in the kitchen especially. And there are seven of them in one house. The rest of the house will be burgled. Please remember, they are not yours.
Yeah.
Angels are not yours. They are
they
are ministering to the saints, but they are not commanded by the saints. I know there's a lot of people who teach on faith. They say, command this angel, command you at this angel. You don't have to command them because they are under his command. by the time you, sometimes you command them, you give them wrong instructions. It may backfire on you. Stop giving instructions to that which you cannot see. Are you listening?
Yes.
But there are times in supernaturally that God will raise up generals on earth, and angels know how to work with them. We don't command them directly, but we speak the word.
Yes.
The hearing of the word, they know how to act. Because they obey the voice of His word.
Yes.
Angels obey the voice of His word.
Yes.
In fact, they're faster than church members.
Yes.
They're angels in our midst here.
Yes.
You may not sense their presence, but one day you will.
Yes.
One day you'll hear the flutter of wings.
Yes.
One day you'll see their form, you see their shape.
Yes.
You see them manifesting powerfully in the midst of us.
That
realm is going to be opened up for us.
Yes.
We're not far away.
Yes.
Some of us will be taken up to heaven.
Yes.
I don't want any of you to go to hell. If you want to know how hell looks like, just talk to me. Don't go on your own journey. I hope you're not dying to go to hell. Hell is not a place that you want to visit. Nobody likes to go to hell. I know some people have gone to hell and they describe it. Let me tell you the true, honest story. Everyone who sees hell come out with different stories. And hell is different for everyone. I've seen hell, but it's different from what Baxter is at. Mary Baxter, I saw hell different from her. She saw a different way. And when you go to heaven, you see all of angels filled with flowers, heaven filled with flowers. That's the section God wants you to see. Heaven has buildings too. Not just old mansions. You thought about it, was a lady in boots or the old woman who lived in a shoe. Some of you got fairy tale stories inside your head. Heaven is not only filled with old mansions. They're buildings you cannot describe. You have never seen anything like this on planet Earth. The architecture, the design. It's not just old mansions like colonial houses. And suddenly you arrive in a new architectural design, that you'll be shocked. Is it heaven or hell? Are you listening?
Yes.
Some of us are going to be taken up to heaven. To put up no other applications. I said, some of us will be taken up to heaven. Why don't you say amen first?
Yeah.
Then let God decide to process your application. I'm just trying to set you up for an interview.
Yeah.
When I say God will take some of us to heaven, you must straight away say yes.
Yes.
We may never know, it may happen. So you say yes, God will process the application. If it never comes into your head at all, why should God even think about you? Because you're not even thinking about it. Are you listening?
Yes.
Like Paul, you'll be taken up and you hear things that you never heard before.
Yes.
Understand things in ways that you never thought could have been understood. So that's why when Christ is revealed, the whole spiritual realm will be going to become open.
Yes.
Are you listening? And that's going to be important. Say after me, new, greater,
extraordinary
dimensions of Christ
will be revealed.
Communion will be restored. Covenant will be reaffirmed. Celestial will be revisited. The new heavens and new earth will become clearer and clearer to us. You believe that?
Yes.
When you read the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel, it going to become clearer.
Yes.
Because in the next session, I'm going to show you the stone that was taken from the heavens and cast down to the earth will become a great mountain. That's a mountain. And the mountain will cover the whole earth. And God will establish His government. That's a city, that's a church reform, that's Zion. And when the church is rebuilt, reformed, reshaped, then we start to rebuild the city. All the cranes that are there, all the cross-looking things are cranes. It's no cemetery. Are you listening? It's important for you and I to remember. It might as well be cemeteries because people are dying everywhere. Cities have been dead. Ancient ruins have been rebuilt. The fallen walls of ancient generations have been rebuilt. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Say 2015.
2015.
Thy kingdom come on earth.
Thy kingdom come on earth.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
As it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
In 2015.
Christ will be revealed.
We'll see the full manifestation.
Of the kingdom,
in the King.
When I see the King,
I'll see all that's in Him, and all that He carry,
all that He represent,
all that He provides.
The fullness of God
is in Him.
The kingdom
is the King's domain.
And when I see Him,
communion will be restored.
Covenant will be re-established.
The spiritual realm will be open.
I will see the manifestation.
I'll carry the manifestation.
I will become what I see.
When I touch,
when I see His glory,
I'll be changed into His likeness.
And then I'll be the church reform.
It'll be a new church.
Church rising up
as Zion on planet earth.
So I'm building church,
but I'm birthing another dimension.
Building church,
birthing Zion.
Because it is to Zion,
it is from Zion,
it is in Zion
that the scepter will be stretched forth.
Church is a company of people.
They carry the kingdom message.
And any company of people
that carry the kingdom message
is the church in transition
to become the Zion of God.
We are not going back to Mount Sinai
to the old order.
We are going to Mount Zion.
It's a new order.
After the order of Melchizedek.
A new priesthood.
A greater high priest.
A complete sacrifice.
The only sacrifice.
The needed sacrifice.
It is in Zion
that God rules.
God reigns.
And the world will see it.
Every city
that receives the kingdom message
through the church
is promised to be rebuilt.
Cities will be turned around.
Domains will change.
Families will change.
Every city
that responds to the church
that is reformed
and has become Zion
will be rebuilt.
God will use the city,
the city that is set on a hill.
The church of the living God,
the city of the living God,
to inspire change
in the natural,
so that all the kingdoms of this world
will become the kingdom of our Christ.
From the church,
Every domain will be taken.
From the church.
Every city will be taken. So we are building church, birthing Zion. A new order is here. Beginning 2015. A new order has come. God has given us a kingdom mandate to influence every domain, impact every generation, transform every nation in our lifetime. In Jesus' name. Amen.